Hello, I'm Barbara Wood. Short-term tourist rentals in Spain's city centres and tourist hotspots have been generating a lot of media coverage and quite a lot of anger as well in recent months. This podcast focuses on a recent court ruling in Madrid that came down firmly on the side of private property owners. If it holds, it might be the start of a fight back. The story started in 2021. Life must have been looking pretty good for a family of two young children when they bought and renovated an apartment in Madrid, in a great central location in the La Latina barrio, on the corner of Calle de Toledo and Calle de López Silva, just 600 metres south of the Plaza Mayor. Unfortunately, it turned into a horror story, one that's happening in other cities and tourist hotspots, not only in Spain and Europe, but across the world, all because someone in San Francisco had a great idea back in 2007 with the financial meltdown just getting started. Use our platform to rent out spare bedrooms in your home, they said, to help pay the bills. I doubt if anyone could have foreseen what that idea morphed into, not even the founders of Airbnb. For our family in Madrid, their property purchase turned into a four-year battle to get someone to listen to their story. A story about vomit and urine in the elevators and common areas, parties around the clock, spilling out into corridors and onto staircases, rubbish everywhere, sleepless nights year-round, constant police call-outs, with anxiety and depression leading to the mother losing her job. Because what they didn't know until they moved in was that of the 60 apartments in the building, 40 were being operated as short-term lets to tourists, in effect an hotel, but without any of the associated responsibilities. Predominantly from overseas, these tourists came to Madrid to party, sleep, and repeat. And why not, after all? The city is known as one of the best for street life day and night anywhere in the world. The conflict starts when the partying goes on day in and day out, not outside on the streets, but inside, next door to a privately owned apartment whose occupants just want to get a good night's sleep so they can get the kids to school on time and then head to work. Is that so unreasonable? Their options were limited, with only 25% of the building still in the hands of owner-occupiers. Appealing to the community of owners was a non-starter. They would always be a minority if they tried to get short-term rentals banned. On top of that, the president of the community also owned apartments as tourist lets in the building, so no prizes for guessing which way he would vote. So in 2023, they turned to the town hall, and an immediate closure order was issued, plus fines totaling €16,000 were levied against the companies operating the businesses. But it was a waste of time and effort. Nothing changed. The mayhem continued. In spite of one of the companies trying to buy them out, our plucky family stood their ground and took the offending companies to court, basing their case on the violation of their fundamental rights, specifically the right to privacy and family integrity. And in June 2025, they got a ruling in their favour, with a judge ordering the closure of 10 of the apartments being used as tourist lets and the payment of €37,000 compensation to the family by the four companies that own those 10. In handing down her ruling, the judge cited case law from the European Court of Human Rights, the Spanish Constitutional Court, and the Spanish Supreme Court, stating that the right to property has limits. The family's lawyer called the judgment a groundbreaking ruling. If it holds, it might just be a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel for those in a similar situation, but the judgment can be appealed, so it's not over yet. It's quite clear that if hotel guests behaved in a similar fashion, at the very least, security staff would intervene and warnings issued, and if it continued, they would probably be arrested and their reservation terminated. So what makes it acceptable in a residential building? I can't see any way that tourist landlords can be made to operate to the same standards as hotels, and the conclusion has to be that tourist apartments cannot coexist with owner-occupiers in the same building, especially if the tourist lets are the majority. It's estimated there are already 200 buildings in Barcelona city centre with no actual residents in them at all, and Madrid, Valencia and Malaga seem to be heading in the same direction, theme parks for tourists and few residents. Has anyone got a solution? Is coexistence even possible? Perhaps this judgment from Madrid is a starting point. Thanks for listening.